From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jimmy Hoppe. Here's your latest news this morning from all over Delmarva. The city of Salisbury says it received $500,000 for a walking and biking trail around Church Street to Carroll Street.
It takes an entire corridor of the city that is back of house, forgotten space, and it cleans it up and turns it into front of house.
Mayor Jagday says the trail is part of the Rail Trail Project, connecting Fruitland to Delmar with trails along the railroad corridor. Pocomoke City Police Department is using a new device called a Bola Wrap gun. When fired, a rope wraps around the suspect's legs to prevent them from running. Wrap Technologies representative Dan Savage says it's a safer method for the officers and the individual. Police Chief Arthur Hancock tells WBOC the $15,000 cost is fully funded by a state grant. Pocomoke City Police Department starts using the Bola Wrap guns next week. A North Carolina grandfather is just looking for a little time alone, and he's going to get it as he rows solo across the Atlantic Ocean from Virginia Beach.
There are a few records that will come, but that's not the motivation at all. The motivation is the physical and mental challenge.
Peter Harley's a thrill seeker, originally from South Africa, now lives in North Carolina. Mr. Harley's decided to make this a fundraiser for several charities. Plans to begin his four-month solo journey to France next week. Be sure to catch the WBOC News at noon and 4 and the WBOC News at 5 on Fox 21. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Jimmy Hoppe.